Well, it's exactly now 4:46 a.m. South African time. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. We welcome once again all of our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. We welcome once again all of our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, if you have any questions, 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Yes, it's the first of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1444. Ustad, welcome to the program this early Wednesday morning to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Sorry about that. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Rabi'ul Awwal in South Africa, Southern Africa, India, Pakistan, Mauritius, and majority of the world today is already the second of Rabi'ul Awwal. Be that as it may, today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Suratul Mu'minun, chapter number 23, and verses 5, 6, and 7. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting the true qualities of the Muslims who are devoted and dedicated to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the true love for the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Almighty Allah states, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِذُونَ. They are those people who guard their private parts. And remember, we have the institution of nikah, of marriage. That institution is so sacred and sacrosanct, it will continue even in the year after. The difference is, yea, in this world, ordinary mortals and sinners, people like us, we preside on, we perform the marriage ceremony, the nikah. But there in paradise and Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will perform and solemnize the nikah. And that is mentioned clearly, explicitly, chapter 44 and verse 54, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. That Almighty Allah will perform the nikah and the marriage ceremony with the beautiful damsels of paradise and Jannah. Illa ala azwajihim, except what they are spouses. So there we fulfill our lust, our desire, husband with wife, wife with husband. In Islam, there is no place for fornication. For fornication, remember, 100 lashes in public for both parties. Chapter 24, verse 2. For adultery, the death penalty. For homosexuality, sodomy, gay brigade. Remember, when they are consenting adults, then they are also the death penalty. And no place for the kuffar, shias, mut'a, prostitution. If you study Khomeini's works in Tawdihul Masail, he writes, you can have mut'a, prostitution for 1 hour. So that alone is sufficient to make them non-Muslim. And we have hundreds of other proof and dalail and evidence. So therefore we say we have nothing to do with the kuffar, shias, and we have nothing to do with Khomeini and company. So you fulfill your lust and your with your wives, your husband, or ma malakat aymanuhum, or with whatever your right hand owns. In Islam, when the Muslim army goes and fight the enemy, so for example, now in the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel, and then they are victorious. So remember, the Muslim Jaish, the Muslim army commander-in-chief has five options. Either you can kill them, either you free them free of charge, either you release them, they pay a ransom compensation, either the prisoners of war, you have Mubadala, an exchange like what Taliban did with America and so forth. And then the fifth one will be Istirqaq, you make them slave. When people hear the term slave, then they think the Western term. No, it's got nothing to do with the Western term. This means that you, the Mujahideen, you are dicing with death. So 80% of the booty, the spoils of war, will go to them. 20% will go to the Baitul Mal, the public exchequer, and there'll be no burden on the fiscus. So when the Muslim army beats the enemy, so remember that if it's a male slave, you got an extra pair of hands, and remember that you can use them in your farm, in your shop, in your business, wherever. And if it's a female, then remember she can be used there at home, you can sleep with her, all that will be permissible. So that is what is meant, oh ma malakat aymanuhum, that when you, but today they aren't this type of slaves, say what Islam speaks about. For innahum ghayru malumin, then there is no blame upon them. Today the West makes a big noise, but what has happened in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, they treating them, remember, worse than slaves, and they waterboarding them, torturing them, no due process, no human rights, nothing, and they incarcerated, imprisoned for more than 20 years, some of them. فَمَنْ إِبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ, whosoever goes beyond that. So you go and have string of affairs, like how the Muslims, some men are having, some women are having, whatever it is. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ, so those are the transgressors, guilty of major, major sin. الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله was a genius. So from this verse here, chapter 23 and verse number 7, he said, الْإِسْتِمْنَى haramun, and he said even masturbation is haram and not permissible. Therefore it is said that nakihul yadi mal'un, that people who indulge in this, remember they are cursed. Now just for 1 second, I give you a lesson. Look at Biden's son Hunter. So Hunter is busy, remember, going here and there, totally naked, and busy with the prostitutes and hookers and all that. And you can see it in the media, that read about it and see all these things here. So these are the haramis, remember these things here. Okay, let me give you some 4 or 5 important news items. Let's start with Saudi Arabia. So MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, he says now he's the Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia. So to us, what difference does it make in our life? Nothing. So you must remember that. So he was a dictator, he will remain a dictator. To you, the brothers, sisters there in America, Muslim, non-Muslim, what you did, we salute you for that. So when this chap here, he has to go MBS or the Saudis, so remember, I've been there to the Washington embassy, it's the main embassy of the Saudis. It's there, remember, in Washington, big area, Saudi embassy. So now, go Google it, you will find it there. So before you enter, so it's written there, a big board, Jamal Khashoggi Way. So every Saudi has to see that. And know they are responsible for the cold-blooded murder of Jamal Khashoggi, a shaheed, the martyr, rahimahullah, whose body was chopped up into pieces races and so forth. Now for you, the Jutlas and Jews, the cursed nation, not the chosen nation, the same group now are going to try. And it will be difficult, but inshallah it will happen if Almighty Allah wants it to happen, that in front of the Israeli embassy there in Washington, they trying their level best there to pass, to get that done also. They will put there, that's what they're trying to do, is not been done as yet, Shirin Abu Akila way. So they must know that the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists and the IDF are responsible for the cold-blooded murder of our sister in humanity. She's not a Muslim, she's a Christian. Shirin Abu Akila. So we hope that they fulfill and they come right in that. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala reward them for bringing all this to the attention of the masses. Let's take you to occupied Palestine. You Muslims in South Africa, you Muslims throughout the world, Arab nations, Muslim nations, you need to wake up from your slumber, you know. See, I'm giving you 3-4 facts of Palestine, occupied Palestine. You see, the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists, now the past few days, they were celebrating Rosh Hashanah, their new year. So what they did in that? Number one, let me give you a bit of history. So on the 16th of Ramadan, 1994, in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, Baruch Goldstein, the Zionist, the terrorist, the extremist, the murderer, entered the masjid on that Saturday, Fajr time, early morning, with the Uzi, with the gun, whilst our brothers were reading, performing Salat. He murdered them in cold-blooded murder. 29, 30 of them became Shuhada martyrs. They're inside the masjid. Others succumbed to the injury and they became shaheed and martyrs. Death toll, total death toll, approximately 70 people. Therefore, that street is called Shuhada Street, the street of the martyrs. Now, that's one incident. He was killed, dispatched to hellfire. So, you may have good riddance to him also. So, nevertheless, what happens after that? The Jutlas come, the Zionist apartheid terrorist Nazi regime comes, and then they steal and occupy half our mosque. I read Salat and prayed there in 89. I read Salat there in 92. This incident takes place in mid-Ramadan, 15 Ramadan, South Africa, Saturday. And there it was 16 Ramadan. And then they stole and occupied our mosque. Now, while this Rosh Hashanah is going, the whole masjid is closed for the Palestinians and Muslims. This is Israeli-style justice. It's a cursed nation. They murdered prophets and messengers. They are baby killers. So that is what they did there. In the past 2-3 days, what they are doing. So remember, go see the amount of settlers entering Masjidul Aqsa. From last year, September, till this year, September, almost 50,000 settlers, Jutlas. One settler, one bullet will settle many issues. So remember, coming in, desecrating our masjid, our first Qibla, and where's the Arab Tanpot dictator? The haramis, where are all of them? All these kings, all these princes, all these prime ministers, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Dubai, Bahrain, Morocco, and Egypt, Jordan, where all of them? All of them sell out traitors to Islam. You must remember this thing. We need to be clear and expose, name and shame them. Remember this. So now they're waiting for the red Haifa. Quran Kareem speaks about Baqaratun Hamra. So Baqaratun Safra, Quran speaks about. So that the yellow cow and so forth. So they're waiting for the Baqaratun Hamra, that the red cow, the red Haifa, and they then they will start, Allah forbid, demolishing the back section of Masjidul Aqsa, and that is the sign they are waiting for. And all this Lapid and the politics going on, Israel is a cursed people, remember that, the Jutlas. So what happens? They're waiting for the first November elections, 5th elections in 3.5 years, less than 4 years. From there alone, you can see they got no brains, Quran says, chapter 59, verse 14. تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون. You think they're united, but they're fragmented, they're cursing, swearing one another because they got no brains and no intelligence. If you just saw yesterday, it's gone viral throughout the world, how that Israeli police army just pushes the old man, the Palestinian, he's hospitalized. They can kill, they can murder, and everybody keeps quiet. Is that what you call Israel? So you haramis? So you, if you don't know what harami means, then remember it means a B with a capital B. So that is where we stand. And then go further on. So Putin has mobilized. Remember that four places already Russia now, and the West can do nothing about it. You, even I tell you, Putin is a real harami, but we need haramis to sort out other haramis. So he mobilized 300,000 people, 100,000 are Muslim plus minus. From where they took them? From Chechnya and Dagestan, all Muslim areas. And they said, fight, we're going to fight. Because the Muslim, when he goes and fight, and his niyat, intention is correct, so remember, ihdal husnayin. Either he will win, and then he gets the booty, spoils of war. And if he loses, still he's a winner. He becomes a martyr. Therefore, a Muslim, remember, is never shy to fight and so forth. So, therefore, we will say Putin must mobilize more. Take the Americans, the proxy war, and Ukraine, and the West, and Israel, and all. Because they are our enemies, remember that. See what they're doing to our people, remember. And every crime, you, the West, are accused. Using Putin and Russia for Israel has committed the crime, same crimes, and worse than that, multiplied times 10, you must remember. Speaking of multiplied times 10, go to Qatar and the World Cup fever. So, if you know the last World Cup was in Russia, and it cost them X amount, million, billion dollars, whatever. This World Cup is costing Qatar 10 times more. Remember these type of things. And some of the workers there, for 7 months, 6 months, they have not been paid. So that is the trouble with the Muslim and Arab tenpot dictators. That you must remember, they want to get izzat and honor from the West and the people because they're enslaved by them, remember. They can't think out of the box and so forth. So when you want izzat and honor by people, Allah will disgrace you in front of those people. That Quran says, فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. So therefore, the world is in a mess. South Africa, don't speak about. The minister goes to address his own people, and they boo them, and they can't speak. And you see, the load shedding goes on. Last night, late at night, 11 o'clock, somebody sends me a message, and says, here, near Houghton, and that there was a huge fire, and there isn't sufficient fire brigades. So that is our country falling apart. Nothing functions except pala pala and stealing. And remember, that is what goes on. Allah have mercy on the Muslims. Ameen. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah Ta'ala decimate and destroy all these enemies for Islam. Unless there's hidayat, guidance for them, Allah guide them. Otherwise, our dua is Allahumma alayka bi a'da'i deen. Allahumma alayka bil يهودي الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين.
Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. I see the brother from Spring says, Mufti Sab, technology is gone so advanced. No need for missing your favorite soccer match. Now you can comfortably go for salah in the masjid and record your favorite show. Let's use technology to serve our deen. Anonymous brother, Ustad.
So what good is that technology? You're reading Salat, but you're thinking who's scoring the goal. You're thinking about all these haram activities. Half of them are people who are zanis, people who slept with so many women. The other half are pro-gay and all these things here. The others, remember, don't know what is their own gender and so forth and so forth. So what you so crazy about that? So you must remember, we're doing the same Karim, Surah chapter 23 and verse number 2, Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. The true Muslim, when he reads salat, he reads with devotion, concentration, not thinking about some harami and who scored the goal and all these type of things. That is the enslavement mentality which they want, you must get, you must remember. So they made TV, they made all that so cheap, so everybody must get hooked onto it, so that you think just like them and you behave just like them. We totally reject what you are saying.
Somebody says, Ustad, my question, are corrupted Muslim leaders not ashamed of themselves? Putin is doing what they failed to do, Ustad.
Yes, 100%. It's not that Putin is innocent. Putin is a big harami, remember that. But looking at the circumstances, we will support him. And today, this morning also, I made dua. Ya Allah, give him Islam, Ya Allah. We do go to those Arab Saudis and Emiratis and Bahrainis and all these Moroccans leaders, Egyptians and all of them. Yesterday, day for yesterday, big conference held there in Egypt, Oqaf. And they speak wasatiyah, Muslims, you must be moderate. So moderate, you put all the Ikhwan brothers in jail. That is your moderation. You'll ban the Tabligh Jamaat. That is your moderation. These are all agents of the West, puppets of the West. You must remember this.
Somebody says, your Ustad, they don't want to give their name. And they say, sir, I would like to tell you, not my name, but we Jews are good people. Why do you paint all of us with the same brush? Just like how you get some extremists in Islam, not every Muslim is a terrorist. Ustad.
Remember that I told you that 101 times. So I told you the Jews and the Hindus, the idol worshippers, are our worst enemies, and mentioned in the noble Quran. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies for the Muslims will be the Yahud, the Jews, and remember the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, Hindus. You just have to look at Israel, you just have to look at India, and look at your policies, see vis-a-vis how you'll treat the Muslims, not even second class, third class, fourth class, kill them, murder them, rape them, and get away was it and so forth. In India, how many Muslim rulers they picked up now, leaders they picked up now and so forth. So that is your modern day India. Hindutva means that in Hindu nationalism, and Muslims must become Hindus or they must be expelled or sent to the graveyard. Never ever did we say all Jews, never ever did we say that all Hindus. We always qualify it and say majority of the Jews, majority of the Hindus, and that's what the Quran says, Laysu Sawa'a. Yes, you get some Jews who will speak the truth, like Gideon Levi. You will get some of them, like Amira Hess and so forth. You will get some of the Jews like Chomsky. You will get some of the Jews like Finkelstein and so forth. So they will speak the truth, but we speak of the majority, you must remember. You, are you prepared to condemn Israel for their rogue tactics? They want to steal our Majirul Aqsa. They stole the whole of Palestine almost, but yet they are not satisfied. So that is our objection. If you're condemning Russia, then first you, the West, America, Europe, you must condemn Israel, and you must have sanctions, you must bring them to their knees, like what was done with apartheid South Africa.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, Your Ustad, we have some nut singers who come to our beloved country, and while they are singing on the stage, they throw money at them. Is this Islam, Ustad?
All haram activities, tamasha, dek, pesa, fek, that is what they say in Urdu. These are also people, not you, Minuna bil ghaib, that they are there, remember, that to believe in the unseen is yu'minuna bil jayb. Like how you have scholars for dollars, they fall in that category. Half of them don't even have a beard. Half of them, their aqidah and belief structures are not even correct and so forth. So go see Pakistan, India. They come from that part of the world. Our people, they give them an Urdu lecture, they don't understand majority. Call these guys here actors, we can call them. them. So they're shaking their heads. Wah, wah, shabash calendar, char number, and paisa fake. When you paid your zakat, my brother, when you help the poor person, that person there is beguiling you. So you must remember this. If not, you want to do onat sharif, all that, and not only in Rabiul Awwal, we say praise the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the year, and you must remember this. Don't desecrate the masjid. The masjid is not some qawali place and all these type of things here for entertainment and fun and all these things here. So we must remember when we are going to see the read the poetry, all that, it must be that which is according to Quran, Sunnah, not a money making gimmick and so forth. When I went there to Iran, so they showed me there's Khomeini's grave. So I told Ajab, he's not Muslim. He got a shock, you know. So I asked him, why they put all this glass enclosure and they're putting money there inside? So in Khomeini's grave, they put there on top their money. They say, no, all these chaps there, they collect it. So I asked, what they do? He said, they're big crooks. So you must, he, the guide, is telling me how corrupted they are. So you must remember, this is what is done today. Islam is used for commercialization, to commercialize it and make money out of it. So we're dead against all this, turning the masjid into some entertainment center and make qawali and throw money and all that. Definitely Islam don't allow that.
I see I've got a brother says, morning AK, I heard you coming to KZN. We're having a party on Saturday. Come and join us. No alcohol, no music. You can give us some words of wisdom. My name is Freeman Ustad.
Freeman, that's a Jew, right? So you must remember, I give you words of wisdom every day. So I got programs everywhere. So inshallah, I will be in the North Coast Wednesday night in Tongat, inshallah, Thursday night in Vellum, Friday Jumma in Avondale, and that is the central, inshallah, Durban, not far. And then inshallah, Friday evening, there, Sikau Lake, and Saturday night in Stanger. Thank you for the invitation, brother. But I have to decline due to my own commitments. But we'll give you words of wisdom daily, my brother.
Ustad, is a brother from Actonville. He says that you can't make a right a wrong, nor vice versa. You agree that killing of innocent people by Putin is correct. This is where I have to correct you. Every human life is sacred and Allah is the sole judge, Ustad.
So you must remember that when you're in a war situation, they ask the Allah alayhi wasallam, people get killed, innocent people also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ayyub'athu ala niyatihim." Everybody will wake up, you must remember, on their own intentions and motive. When they say, he's a bad, I say, what, when everything Putin does, he say, we team war against, and against, you must remember, America and the West. Why we support him? Because they are the biggest supporters again for Israel. And how they are murdering. You telling me Putin is murdering innocent people? How many million people America killed? It was remember in Iraq. How many million people Israel killed? It was remember that since the time they started until now. So you must remember 6 million Palestinians don't have the right of return. But today, if you look in the past decade, the greatest amount of Jutlas have entered Israel. So therefore, brother, you must remember we're not here to promote Putin, but we say this, anybody attacks Israel, anybody attacks America, anybody attacks the West, because you must remember of their policies towards Muslim, then whether it's a Muslim or non-Muslim, we will support them. See Iran, we dead against Iran, but I will tell you, Iran got all the right to go nuclear, you must remember that. So all this now that's going on, the women are burning their hair and burning their scarf and all this, is the curse of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the Kuffar Shias. They are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein. In their own books it's written how many times I gave you the references, and obviously it's stoked on by the West. You must remember, regime change, regime change. They brought regime change in Iraq. What happened to Iraq? They brought regime change there in Libya. What happened to Libya? They just want to steal more and more oil. That is what they want. You see, Britain talk too much. The queen is gone. So she knows where she's gone. So now what happened? We have Charles and his chameleon. So now they got the minister of finance. So that minister of finance said, we're going to do this. So the pound dropped to the worst levels in history according to them. So that is how Allah Ta'ala punishes them. All these countries, you just need to bring down the dollar and bring down the pound and the euro, finish. And that's why we support Putin. Putin, carry on for another 3-4 months, bring Europe, America to their knees, and then we will see the landscape will change.
So can I propose to a man while I'm in iddat and have a nikah after my iddat to start?
Totally haram that you can't do all these things. What you want to be sure, Darar Patel and Vaduko, you know, Vaduki. So remember in Memon we use those words there. You must sit in iddat, make dua for your husband and so forth. Already you want to propose and all these things. Wala ta'azimu. So not permissible all that you discuss and all these things here, after the iddat is finished and your husband is gone, inshallah we hope he goes Jannah, but you already forgot him and you're busy negotiating with the next one already. So you must sit for iddat 130 days, no new clothes, no nothing, make dua, and then inshallah if your father, brother and them give permission, then you get married to number 2 or number 3, whatever it is.
I've got a Christian priest here. He says, AK, that all 5 fingers are not the same. He says, stop your babbling and carrying on with life. Everybody has the right to believe what they want to believe.
So we're not telling you to become a Muslim. If you like our show and you want to listen, listen. You don't like, switch it off. Who told you to listen? But I'm telling you the truth. Your Christianity is a dead religion. So you must remember, if Christians embrace Islam, don't blame me. So go read BBC documentary, The Rise of the Crescent, Islam is spreading, and the decline of the cross. So if Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism is dying, that's not my problem. So you must remember, I told you 101 times, I am not here to promote Muslims only. I am here to promote Islam. I'm not here to defend Muslims. Muslims, you'll get all different types. People who are not Muslim will say they are Muslim, like the Shias and so forth. So, my brother, so there's nobody imposing upon you. We are giving you the true message. When I tell you Christians, your Christmas is a lie, and you know that is a lie, how can you say Jesus is God and is born? So who was running the world before that? How can you say Jesus is God but is crucified and he died and is buried in the tomb? So, and I went to all these places. So therefore, when we stimulate the minds of the Christians or the Jews or the Hindus, then now you get upset. Maybe I think that you are a bishop or a priest, and maybe some people are not coming to the church, my brother. So therefore, you're getting a bit upset. Allah guide you. Allah Ta'ala show you the right path.
Ustad, you remember the American Jew, Ustad? I see he's with us this morning, and he says that, AK, sometimes bad things happen, but the end results are exceptional. Don't judge people by the character. The American Jews don't.
Yes, we're judging Israel by the Quran. We're judging them by their actions. Israel is a harami state, is an illegitimate state. They stole and occupied Palestine. And you, Americans, are responsible for this, because whenever there's a resolution taken against the rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel, you use your veto. So don't come and give us all your stories here. Yeah. So remember, you'll do haram, you'll steal, occupy, murder, and still you want to come tell us you are the good guys? No, we have to name you and shame you. Remember that. Last question.
Colin wants to know, Ustad, he says, if I face a situation, whether it be my life or his, which should I choose? Colin, Ustad.
It depends what is the situation, my brother. If a crook comes into your house, into your shop and business, and he's got a gun or a knife and is armed, and you, so Islamically, remember, this question was posed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. Man qutila duna ahli fa wa shaheed. Man qutila duna mali fa wa shaheed. If that person is a Muslim and he gets attacked and he gets killed, he's a martyr. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Sharif. Then the Sahaba, the students asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we kill him, I kill him, the attacker. Then Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Huwa finnar, he's dispatched to the hellfire. The hadith is mentioned clearly in Tirmidhi Sharif, so that is where we stand. But it must be the last resort, not you just go trigger happy and start shooting and so forth. Obviously, that must be the last resort. Okay, today Wednesday, 1st Rabiul Awal, so Hamza Kara, inshallah, is a new Muslim, a revert, mashallah. So Mona Zahid Khan will interview him. 11 to 12 is Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2 will be Tafsir, and today Isa, that time for du'as to be made after Zohar Salat. So make special du'a for Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, and Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, all these affected places. Allah Jalla wala grant guidance to these zalims and oppressors. And if there's no guidance for them, Almighty Allah Jalla wala decimate and destroy them. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.